All right, what else can take place in our bodies if we consume too much vitamin D? We can begin to experience irregular heartbeat, and we can actually have a heart attack. Extreme hypercalcemia can reduce or change the ability of the heart cells to function, and people with severe hypercalcemia often experience irregularities in the heartbeat. A person with severely high levels of calcium or phosphate in the blood may also develop calcium deposits or plaques in the arteries or valves of the heart. In 2012, doctors reported the case of a 70-year-old woman who received calcium injections in the equivalent of 80,000 international units per day over 30 days. 80,000 international units of calcium each day for 30 days. She experienced hypercalcemia and complete heart blockage, which required a permanent pacemaker. Too much of anything. So we don't want to go overboard. As I've mentioned, there are so many things, supplements, foods, etc., that are good for us, beverages that are good for us. But just because something is good for us, that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot of it will be better for us. If we get too much of it, what started out being good actually becomes bad. Not because it's bad in and of itself. Remember, I've shared with you before that what people call bad cholesterol isn't really bad. The LDL, the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, the one that people call bad cholesterol, actually is produced naturally in our bodies, and we actually need it. It's just that when we get too much of it, we run into problems. Some signs of heart complications that are associated with vitamin D toxicity include an irregular heartbeat, which may be temporary or continual, chest pain, again, unexplained exhaustion, high blood pressure, pain when exercising, dizziness. This is part of the reason that once your doctor recommends that you start taking the vitamin D supplements, they're going to be checking when you go in for your annual checkups. They're going to be checking your vitamin D levels along with other levels just to make sure that you're not getting too much of it. Too much vitamin D can lead to brittle bones and bone pain. This is vitamin D. This can be caused by the calcium, overexposure, too much calcium. When there's too much calcium circulating freely in the bloodstream, the body may not have enough hormones to bind the mineral to the bones effectively. Vitamin D toxicity can cause hypercalcemia and subsequent problems with the bones, including aching or painful bones, instability, an increased rate of falling, bones that are prone to fracture or break, and not necessarily because of your age either, severely stooped posture, severe back or joint pain, loss of height or length of limb. Dehydration is something that can be. Oh, by the way, how many of you have known someone who was severely stooped over and they were able to have that problem reversed? Yeah, that can be very serious. All right, what else can happen if we are consuming too much vitamin D? It can cause dehydration. Again, looking at the calcium connection. Elevated levels of calcium in the blood can harm the kidney's ability to concentrate urine, and that can result in a person producing and passing unusually large quantities of urine, and this is called polyuria. Researchers aren't entirely sure why this occurs, but one theory is that high calcium levels reduce the effects of antidiuretic hormones. These hormones actually encourage the kidneys to retain water, and fewer hormones may result in larger quantities of diluted urine. When a person passes a lot of diluted urine, they lose large quantities of water and electrolytes. And for this reason, a person with vitamin D toxicity may be prone to dehydration. So what are some symptoms of moderate dehydration? Well, they can include a dry mouth and tongue, restlessness, irritability, sunken eyes, increased thirst, decreased urinary output, but also a decreased tear production and dry eyes, and skin that is slow to return to normal after being pinched. Now, those are some of the signs of moderate dehydration. Here are some signs of severe dehydration, which can result in life-threatening conditions. A weak or absent pulse, low blood pressure, unexplained exhaustion, very little or no urine output, and unconsciousness. Here's another one that can come up. Pancreatitis. How many of you have heard of pancreatitis? Hypercalcemia can cause acute pancreatitis, which is the term for, and though a lot of you remember that suffix, itis, which has to do with inflammation. And so we're talking pancreas. Pancreatitis is, there you go, inflammation of the pancreas. In 2017, researchers published a review of the features and treatment of vitamin D toxicity-induced acute kidney injury. They studied the experiences of 19 people who had that toxicity. Each had taken an average of 6 million international units of the vitamin over 1 to 3 months. I know sometimes we're tempted to do what we can to become superhumans. And so we can take extraordinary amounts of vitamin D, extraordinary amounts of vitamin C, extraordinary amounts of vitamin D, B12, whatever it is that we should be consuming. Notice I said whatever it is we should be consuming. We want to take these huge amounts of it, make us supermen and superwomen. And actually, it does the exact opposite. These people had taken an average of 6 million international units of vitamin D over a 1 to 3 month period. Two of the 19 people experienced acute pancreatitis as a complication. And here are some of the signs of pancreatitis. Upper stomach pain that extends to the back. Nausea and vomiting. A rapid pulse. Weight loss and fever. Now, how many of you are really enjoying your exercise routines? How many of you are really enjoying sharing sexual love with your spouses? We want to make sure that we stay healthy, because truth be told, if our health goes down severely enough and in certain ways, it can even interfere with our ability to have sexual intercourse with our spouses. So here's another problem to think about when it comes to vitamin D toxicity and some of its related issues. Lung damage. When high levels of calcium and phosphate in the blood bind to form crystals, these deposit in soft tissues. The crystals are especially likely to deposit in soft tissue organs that act as filters. We mentioned the kidneys before. The lungs are also included in that. And many of these calcium salt deposits or ectopic calcifications, they can be present in the lungs and can impair the lungs functioning. Some signs of resulting lung damage include coughing, trouble breathing, and chest pain. Now, here's another question, and we will begin to look at this at a later date. We've talked about some of these side effects, and we've talked about some of the doses that people had taken to get them into those side effect stages. So one of the questions to ask is, how common are the side effects? We're going to be taking a look at that and more the next time we address vitamin D. In the meantime, I want you to remember moderation. Even that which is good should be taken in moderation so that we don't overdo it and lose the benefit. Share that with your family. Share that with your family. You see them taking something and you're thinking that's too much. Don't just think it. Tell them that may be another way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you.